Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I probably would rather Breece Hall too, and it's a start nine. You're still probably rolling out Mixon and Kenneth Walker. Plus the first, I don't mind it, man. I wouldn't be looking to ship my Breece Hall off for those two assets. But looking at the situation right now, just being fair, Mixon's in a very good spot in Houston. Kenneth Walker's going to do his thing, and you got a 25 first in which you could probably trade that for. Let's just say he can move that for Rashad White if he wanted to. Now your running back room is Rashad White, Kenneth Walker, Mixon. Long-term dynasty value still with Breece Hall, but you're saying that's three starters. So I don't know. I don't mind it. I probably wouldn't be wanting to use my Breece Hall for that, but I personally don't mind it. I personally don't mind that one, Ty. What else do we have? All right, here we go. 12-team, start 11, super flex, PPR, 2-point tight end premium, Austin Eckler or the 212?
I feel pretty confident saying Eckler would outscore the 212, but it's not all about the fantasy points that you can put into your roster. So I'm going to take the 212 here.
I think I agree with you, Ty. Man, isn't that crazy that in 1 year, Eckler goes from being, damn, first round underdog pick, you know what I'm saying, back of the first, second round, to I'll take the 212 over him. And it's, he probably outscores the 212 player for player, but the flexibility that I can use that 212 plus something else to maybe move up for a higher pick just seems like the 212 is a little more liquid than Austin Eckler. But crazy how we've gotten to this point with Austin Eckler, you know?
It's jockeying season right now. Give me the 212 so I can move around the board. And hell, I can get a Pacheco. I can get a Kenneth Walker. I can get him thrown into a deal. Like, I don't need that. I don't need that Eckler today.
Let's see what else we have here. 12-team Superflex start 11.75 tight end premium. All right. Tyler Allgeier, Chris Olave in a 25 third, or Zay Jones, Zach Charbonnet, a 25 first in the 212 this year. So break it down. How are you looking at this? How are you breaking this down? 12-team Superflex start 11. Pretty, you know, it's good settings standard right here.
Yeah, it's good settings. That's what we like to play in. I'm throwing Zay Jones out of the deal. It doesn't mean much to me.
Okay.
Tyler Allgeier. Would Tyler Allgeier in the third for Charbonnet?
Okay.
Maybe, right? And then what, Olave for a 25 first and a 212? Give me the Olave side of this deal. I think Olave is the best player in the deal. I think you could get this deal for those assets most days of the week. And you're not exactly like upgrading to anything that's more flexible or more useful, I think, than what you're giving away there. So give me Allgeier, Olave in the third.
I think this is a low-key, sneaky way to get an elite outcome type wide receiver like Olave, because at 25 first, we just talked about it, that's a good pick, right?
Yep.
But the 212 for like Olave, Zay Jones, I really don't care about. Charbonnet and Allgeier to a certain degree cancel out. I think this is a very crafty way to get a really good player. Throw in that future first, add a second this year. There's some ADV in this running back. Zach Charbonnet, people still have that little bit of hope that he can beat out Kenneth Walker and get all the work. I think this is a nice little savvy trade right here. Even if you say Olave for the picks and then Allgeier for Charbonnet and then a 25 third for Zay Jones, I think that's fine. I like it. I'm with you. I'm on the Chris Olave side of that deal. I agree. Let's see what else. It's an interesting one right here. Shane, our man Shane. Shane is the worst on Twitter. He went out and got himself some Zay Flowers in the 309 for Baker Mayfield in the 307. And that's Jake Anderson, man. Jake's a good dude. Start 11, super flex, 5 point per passing TD, 1 point PPR, 0.25 first down bonuses. So start 11.
Yeah. And
what
hey,
about, what do you think about shipping old Baker out for a receiver?
I mean,
be honest, which side would you rather have? Would you rather have Zay Flowers? Because the picks are irrelevant.
Yep. No,
Baker you can versus you can Zay Flowers.
Right. And shouts out to Baker. You know, he got re-signed in Tampa. He got that Evans back. He got that Godwin. He got paid. He's like, good for him. In a 12 team start 11 super flex, I'm going to take the receiver in this case and just bet that I can find that QB 2-3 elsewhere. Give me Zay Flowers, the more flexible and the best asset in the deal.
I thought you were going to go with Baker Mayfield. Say, why not Baker again?
I like Baker for what he is. I think he's a good like buy low option at quarterback. Like probably people still won't put respect on his name. But I mean, Zay Flowers, you want to trust the Trinity, right? Young cat who, while he was hampered just by opportunity and just getting it going in the early season, by the end of the season, he was smashing. And I think he's going to be just fine in that Ravens offense. So I feel like I want the threshold wide receiver over the quarterback that I can possibly.
So you don't think there's any more, you don't think there's any more upside with Baker? You don't think there's a shot Baker's QB 15, QB 14 on the season, year two, Mike Evans is back, Rashad White's back, upgrade. I'm just asking the range of Baker outcome for you.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people would tend to lean the quarterback. I'm kind of with you with Zay Flowers. I think I can do a little more with Zay than I can Baker. But I'm just trying to make the case because most people be like, oh, give me the quarterback over, you know, you're seeing all these mocks with the Ravens projected to draft a receiver, whether it be Brian Thomas or Xavier Worthy. So you don't think Baker's got some kind of high end wide receiver two upside?
I mean,
QB2,
I think.
Excuse me.
No, you're good. I think Baker. I think calling him QB 14 or to 60. I think that's even selling a little bit too low. I think he could be a back end QB 1, right? But I also have in my head. I've looked at so many war graphs. I have it in my head where I'm seeing that QB line where it gets that QB 16 range and then drops off. So I like where Baker is in that. But then I also know in most of these leagues, and I bet in this format, that wide receiver line is hovering above where that quarterback's going to be, right? And if I can fill my roster with those guys, I want that. And I know for a fact I can get more for Zay Flowers than I can Baker Mayfield at any deal today. So I like Baker. I want Baker, but I want Zay Flowers more than I want Baker.
Here's another one right here. What do we have? CeeDee Lamb and Rashee Rice action. So this is a 12-team super flex, 1 point PPR. Got me some CeeDee Lamb. So pretty standard. 12-team super flex PPR. CeeDee Lamb or Rashee Rice, Josh Downs, the 202, and a 2025 second. What side have you?
Yes, we don't know how many starters.
We do not know.
Start, do you want to say start 11?
Start 11.
Start 11, sure. So Rashee Rice, you know, they trust the Trinity. Love it. Josh Downs, insane buy low right now. I think that cat's going to have a great year with A-Rich coming back. I really like Josh Downs. I think 202 is going to be a great value pick. Like you could see like maybe a Ladd McConkey, a Roman Wilson, you know, guys in that range where good draft capital is going to come and they're still not going to be
a running back.
Maybe a running back. Right, and then a 25-second super flexible asset. And then on the other side, you got that CD Lamb.
CD Lamb. What's up,
right? Elite tier wide receiver. And a 12-team start 11. I still want CD Lamb.
I still want CD Lamb. I would need something a little better than Josh Downs. I'm good with Rice. I like that. Let me ask you this. If it were Rashee Rice, Zay Flowers, 202, 25 second, would that be enough in a start 11?
I'm feeling better there. I'm looking at this and I'm saying that's a best ball deal for me.
Yes. Right?
Give me that package in best ball. That's what I want. I don't really want to break CeeDee Lamb into Rashee Rice and then maybe a threshold guy, right? I want something a little more punchy than that. So Zay Flowers would really tilt that. I think that's where I would be comfortable saying, yeah, I'm okay with it. Give me the 2-for-1 and the 2 picks.
Let me just make it a little easier. DJ Moore, yeah. Rashee Rice, and then the rest. DJ Moore, Rashee Rice. Yeah. Is that way too easy? Okay. T. Higgins, Rashee Rice, 202 and the 25-second. T. Higgins.
If I said yes for Zay Flowers, I'd just say yes for Higgins. So I guess I'll say yes for that, too.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's see what else we got. Let's see what else we got cooking. Ooh. Look at here. What do we have? Same league. All right. Thank you for giving us the settings again. 12 by 10. So 12 teams, start 10, super flex, 1.5 tight end premium. See what we have here. CeeDee Lamb or Trey McBride, George Pickens in the 303. Man, this is 1.5 tight end premium strikes.
Yeah.
Where are you at, Ty?
I'm still going to be taking the CeeDee Lamb side of this deal.
I can
go into it. I mean, but it's 1.5 tight end premium. I'm not reaching for a tight end there. All right, like George Pickens is going to assume that Drake London role in a Arthur Smith offense. So really, like, I like Pickens. I love the opportunity, but I'm not getting out of my skis yet. And 303 is a cool pick, but I'm not reaching for it. So.
Yeah. That is a reach. Give me CeeDee Lamb in that. And it looks like same league. So 12 by 10, 1.5 tight end premium. One side gets Joe Burrow and Jalen Waddle. The other side gets Bryce Young, Marvin Mims, the 104, the 107, and a 2025 second.
Yeah. I mean, so looking at this, right? Best player in the deal, Joe Burrow.
Yes.
Right? And probably 104. Then Waddle 107 are probably around the same range. I'm not paying a 107 for Waddle, but I know someone probably will. There's a lot of assets in the deal, but we thought Joe Burrow is the best player in the deal. All right, so the best quarterback, what have you. But, I mean, I think Joe Burrow for, what, Bryce Young, 104 and a 25-second?
No, it would have to be Burrow for Bryce, 104, 107, the 25 seconds, and probably Marvin Mims. Like, realistically.
All right.
Like, it.
All right.
If for the sake of this exercise, it's at least Bryce in the 2 firsts.
Got you. Bryce in the 2 firsts, and then, so Mims in a second or Waddle. Yeah. I'm not really banking on Mims. Yeah, give me Waddle in that case. So, yeah. Like, I think you can do a lot with 104, 107. I think if Bryce does something, you're got Deontay, they can build around him, right? But
are you willing to make that bet that, because let's just say hypothetically you take that 104. So Marv, Caleb in some order, Marv, Caleb. I'm going to throw Malik in there inside of that top four, and then we'll say a quarterback, Jaden Daniels. Or, you'll be sitting there and you're either getting a Jaden Daniels, a Malik Nabers, a Drake May, you get that player. You're probably getting an Odunze or a Bowers at the 107, maybe even another quarterback. What if I told you that was Bryce Young, Malik Nabers, and Rome Odunze or Joe Burrow,
Right. No, and that's where my head goes, is I know that those picks are going to give me something that I can use and something that I can plug in. So I'm not scoffing at that at all. I also just think I can probably get that deal anytime, and I don't necessarily want to put player to pick if I'm making that deal. Like, the attractiveness of those picks is the flexibility of it, right? It seems to put that player to name.
Wouldn't you rather have, instead of Mims, if you can get like the 201, instead of Mims, and then it's just Bryce, the 104, the 107, the 201, the 25, like you can keep Mims, right? You could keep Mims. Give me the 201. Give me the 112 in here. I'm giving you Burrow for Christ's sakes. I'm giving you Burrow and Waddle. Give me that 112. Like, you would just feel better. Yeah. You can keep the Mims. Depending on the rest of your roster, I could see both sides of that deal. I'll say that. I can see both sides of that deal. Oh boy. Anytime I see a Mahomes trade, that's when you get going. Here we go. So 12 teams, start 11, super flex, PPR, 2-point tight end premium, 0.2 per carry. Okay, both in the same league, going from rebuilding to contending this year. Here we go. What do we have, Ty? Call it off. What's the deal?
On one side of the deal, we got Deshaun Watson and two 2025 firsts. On the other side, we got that man, Patrick LeVon Mahomes the second. So what was the settings again, Ray? Sorry. Give me that one more time. 12 team start 11.
12 by 11. Yeah. Super flex. Same stuff. PPR.
I'd love to know more about the firsts, but I'm taking Mahomes here. Watson, again, like he's a quarterback. Yes. Good. He's a paid quarterback. Yes. He's not moving the needle for me. Yeah, you can give me that quote unquote quarterback back. If I'm moving Mahomes, I'm not really worried about getting a quarterback back. Yeah. You know, I'll take Mahomes on, like, again, those firsts. They don't move the needle enough for me. Give me Same. Mahomes.
Same. All right, let's go to the next one right here. And what do we have right here, Ty? What's this one? Read this one off for me.
And we got a 10-team Superflex start 9, 1.5 tight end premium, a trade I made to the owner with all the 2024 picks. So our man, Steve O'Man 28, got the 202 and the 110. And he sends away DJ Moore. So Ray, you were in a league where you sent away all of your picks, you didn't send away all. Well, you did. You sent away your picks to the guy, or no, you sent away your players to the team that had all the picks. Yes.
Yes.
So you've kind of been on this, I guess, the other side of this deal. So
yeah,
what goes through your head there? You have a team that has all the picks, and you're going to give them that DJ Moore for the 110 and the 202.
At that point, you're just trying to hoard picks. Like, once you have so many, first of all, I think that's a fair trade. I think that's a fair deal for DJ Moore. In a 10-team start 9, you're going to – I think that's a fair deal. I think that's if somebody wants a whole bunch of picks to have that and be able to control the board, if that's what they want to do, I think that's about what DJ Moore would cost. And if you're on the other side of that trade – you're probably thinking, I don't give a shit about the 110 and the 202. It's a start 9. It's 10 teams. It's probably going to be deep waivers. Give me DJ Moore. I want the guy that I know is a locked and loaded plug-and-play starter, period, mm-hmm. without a shadow of a doubt. So I think on either side, I'd be pretty happy if I were getting DJ Moore. And then if you got those picks, it's probably purely just to control the board. You've already got 24 of them. Give me 26 now. I got 26 of them now.
So when I'm reading this, I see this as you're trading with the team that has all the picks, and they're giving you the 110 and the 202 for your DJ Moore. And if I know that you have all the picks, right, in a 10-team start 9, so a 12-team start 7 or 8, right, hammers matter, and I think DJ Moore has a chance to be a hammer this year, right? I like the metrics. I like the situation. I think it's going to get better. 110 and 202, I feel like I'm not, like, I think it is a fair deal, but I think in this case, I need to break what they're trying to do. If now they're just trying to buy players as cheaply as possible.
Wait, who I got think you could, DJ Moore? Who got the DJ Moore side? Because that's the side that I would rather have is the DJ Moore.
So the DJ Moore side was the side that has all the picks. So they just spent 110 and 202 and got and that DJ Moore.
Ah, yeah. No, man. I would rather have the not 110 and 202. That's why I was saying, hey, that's a good deal to get DJ Moore. Like, I don't care about the 110 and the 202. I got DJ Moore. Yeah, I'd rather have DJ Moore on this side of the trade, man. If I were going to trade for picks, it would need to be in, you'd have to be difference maker range. I need like 104, right. 103.
You got to make it hurt. When they have all the picks, okay, then give me at least 106, right? Yeah. Break me into that tier at least, right?
Yeah. So I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you. Same page. Wow.
Ooh, Kanja. Okay.
What is this?
10 team, start 9, one quarterback, 0.5 PPR, and no tight end premium. One quarterback,
start
right?
9. Okay.
Okay. On Kanja's side, you got the 104. One quarterback, 104. On the other side, geez. Okay. You got 106. Wicks. What's his first name?
Dontavian Wicks.
Dontavian Wicks. And then a 2025 third, a 2025 fourth, a 2025 second, a 2025 second, a 2025 third, and a 2025 fourth in one quarterback. Ray, I'll just say this. Most of those picks don't effing matter. But in one quarterback, 104, that's we're looking at what, a Brian Thomas Jr., or if you get spicy, someone might reach for a Caleb there. Once, like, what is the 104 in one quarterback, and is it worth giving up all that garbage in 106 to get there?
It's just a bunch of junk. Like, Kaiser just gave up a bunch of junk. He gave up a bunch of thirds and fourths. Do I think the 104 gets you into the tier? No. You want, in a single quarterback, you want one of the big three. You want Marv, Neighbors, or Odunze. I don't think my question to you is are the 25 seconds, are they worth moving up two spots to take Brian Thomas versus Xavier Worthy or Ladd McConkey or Brock Bowers? I know it's not a premium, but whomever it is, I'd want to be in I'd want to crack the 103 range. I'd want to be inside the top three, but
yeah.
I guess I'm.
And that's where my mind went. Yeah. Like, let me get into that top range. Right. But
yeah,
at the same time too, Kanja, I know that man has been in more one quarterback mocks than all of us combined. So he probably knows something about that 104 that maybe I don't. And hey, if you want to say it's a non-tight end premium league, that I either want, like, feast or famine, give me the top or the bottom, and you want to take a bet on a Brock Bowers, okay. I just don't know if I would pay all of that just to get there. Like you said, if I can get here, love it.
Yeah. All right. Zay Flowers in a vacuum. Zay Flowers or JSN?
I'll take Zay Flowers.
Zay Flowers over JSN? All right. All right, let's keep it moving. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Hold on. Is that T. Higgins for the – hold on now. Hold on now. Hold on now. Let's get over here. Let's see. That's Zay. First guy is in my league that just won the chip. He had the 103. 10-team, start 9, super flex.
Sheesh.
I mean, I don't even know what to say here. 103 buddy, for T. Higgins? Oh. If we're gonna post these, don't you know how we say on this? Don't blur people's names out. They need the shame. They need to feel the shame. Don't blur the names out. We're not here to ridicule. It's a bad trade. There's no way in hell in a super flex. I don't care if it's start 8. I'm giving that up. The 103 for T. Higgins.
No. No. When's the championship? He's like, I got free money to blow. I want to just collect my favorite players. Give me that T. Higgins. Here's that 103 that I have.
Pass.
Good work.
Pass on
good work.
One. Pass good work. On that one. Let's see. Oh, finally, we've got some Fields trades. That's what we want to talk about. Ooh. Some Fields trades. I don't know what the format is. No settings. But the 111 or Justin Fields in the 308.
Yeah, it's the 111. I mean, I'm trying to think in one quarterback, it's the 111, and super flex, it's the 111. And up start 13, it's probably still 111. I'm not catching a falling knife here with Fields. No, thank you.
A lot of people out here buying that Fields, man. There's a lot of people buying that Fields. I'm just.
It's the time to make the bet, right? It's a cheap time to make the bet.
A lot of people buying that Fields right now. Let's see what else we have. Trey McBride, 10 teams, super flex, start 13, 2-point tight end premium, start 4 receivers. All right, this is let's zoom out a little bit. This is a heavy hitting league right here. So we've got 10 teams, super flex, start 13. So that's like the equivalent of a and it's 2 tight end premium. You have to start 4 receivers. Trey McBride or Dallas Goedert, 25 second in the 309. Oh, give me McBride.
Yeah. Similar to what we talked about last time, right? Like in a 2 tight end premium league, I don't want to reach on those mid tier guys. Ooh. Right? I don't care if it's a start 4 wide receiver league. You're not going to make that needle move with a 25 second and a 309. Give me McBride, please and thank you.
Yeah. Give me Trey McBride in that too. Give me Trey McBride. Good work. Here we go.
Good work.
Dogtown's got one right here. What do we have? 16 team, start 11 super flex. You have to start 2 tight ends, and it's 2.0 tight end premium. Defending champ with 107 and 116 and now 108. He sent away Jordan Addison and the 304 and got back the 108. 16 team, start 11 super flex, 2 tight end, 2.0. He's got the 107, the 108, 116 as the defending champ, and he gave up Jordan Addison. What do you think about this move?
I love this. I honestly love this. I think this is a really sharp move. 16 teams. So, Ray, we played in a 14-team league together, right?
Yep.
Quarterbacks matter a whole lot more because they're a lot more scarce. How's that in a 16-team league?
Oh, dude. They're probably, right? They probably go, they should go off the board 1, 2, 3, 4, you know?
Right. And now you add in there's a 2-point tight end premium in this, and it's a start 2 tight end league. Okay. Yeah.
Bowers.
So Bowers and JJ are live ass assets in this league. So at 108, you are walking away with someone, at least an option that you can do that, or that hopium that you can sell with that. I like Addison, but he is what he is. And that 304 is in a 16-team league. I don't want to do that math right now. I'm going to take the 108 because of what I can do with the positions that matter in that league.
Man, this,
I love having two picks back-to-back. 107, 108.
Yeah, it's power move, right? Because let's just say 101, 102, 103 is Caleb, Daniels, and Marv to some degree, okay? And then 104... Let's see, 16 Bowers. Team, Bowers, 105, probably Drake May, another quarterback, mm-hmm. 106, mm-hmm. I mean, at that point, is it, you've got what, Malik and Odunze on the board?
Yep. You got Malik, Odunze, and JJ on the board. Yep.
And JJ, so you're walking away with one of Malik or Odunze and JJ McCarthy.
Yeah. So by doing this, like, it's not necessarily that you get those players with that pick, but it gives you more opportunity, more flexibility at that 107 correct. To do that. And if you walk away with an Odunze or a Neighbors, you're going to feel better than that Addison share. So, love it. I love it.
I know, man. Shit, it could be May. You never know. You could be Drake could May. Be.
Yep.
Be May.
Exactly.
Like that. All right. Let's see what else we have here. 10-team Superflex PPR start 11. So, pretty standard. Like it. We've got the 107 and the 108 versus Amon-Ra St. Brown. Same kind of... Mm-hmm. Situation we just talked about. Would you rather that flexibility or would you rather St. Brown? It's a little different.
A little different. 10-team start 11, so it's a 12-team start 9. That's a 16-team start 4. I'm going to take Amon-Ra St. Brown in this case. Again, I love having two picks back-to-back. I think that's cool. If I can buy Amon-Ra for those two picks, I'm all right.
Yeah, I'll send my Odunze and Bowers for Amon-Ra St. Brown. I like those guys, but I want the stud. I want the stud.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
We don't got to talk about this one, right? We don't got to talk about
this. This is you posting this in here. This is what you do inside the Discord. You're catching fish. You sent this was after Irv Smith signed in Kansas City.
Correct.
You sent in a 12-team start 11 best. So this is nasty work. This is insane. In a 12-team start 11 best ball, 1.5 tight end premium, you sent away Irv Smith, recently of the Kansas City Chiefs, going to take over for Travis Kelce and be a Hall of Famer himself, and Andre Yoshivash, and you received the 209 in 2024. How on earth were you able to pull this off?
So prior to this deal going down, the same manager traded away his Breece Hall for Joe Mixon and Gus Edwards. So I smelled like there was some opportunity there. I put Irv Smith on the block. He sent me a deal, 307 for Irv. I countered back Irv and Brenton Strange for 307, 308. And then he put that in my inbox and I hit accept.
And came to your inbox. Wow.
It did. Yeah.
All right. Nice work there. Nice work here. Oh, another Irv Smith has turned into something. Cody Smith sent away Irv Smith in the 407 and received 2/3. I'll take it. I like that.
Yep. That's the exact value I was trying to get in the other deal. And then a better deal presented itself. So, yeah.
Just had to give up that Yoshi Voss and you got the 209. Oh, look at this. This is Magic Bean Kingdom right here. I mean, Hopium Island, if I've never seen it before. not only am I going to double down on the quarterback by sending away my 109, I'm going to buy that Kendre as well. And I'm a little more optimistic with Kendre, but in a 12-team start 10 super flex, Andre says, I made it out of the Fields trade. He sent away his Justin Fields and Kendre Miller and received the 109 and 210. Ty.
Good work. What was the date of this deal? Was this a couple days ago?
2 days ago. This was
2 days ago.
Tuesday.
So, hey, good work. I like it. I think we've gone through Fields a lot. We know where we stand on him. You got to make a deal, or you got to make a bet. Yeah, I'll sell that hopium. Like I said, that's the magic bean trade for sure.
All right. Look at this. I don't know how I feel about this right off the rip. Let's see what we got. A 12-team Superflex PPR 1.5 tight end premium, 25 first is a mid first. So the 104, a 25 mid firsts, and the 409, or Bijan Robinson, the 210, and a 25 third. And we'll call that mid third as well. What side would you rather have?
Call this one start 11 as well.
Yeah, start 11.
Best player in the deal is Bijan. Next best asset's 104. I get you. I hear you. In most cases, Bijan, I'm probably taking 104, but I want to take my bias out of it. I'm in this league. I'm in this community, right? I feel like Bijan probably he's the player right now. So. I'm gonna take the 104, the 25 first, and the 409 here. The 25 third and the 409 don't really move the needle a lot for me. I'm gonna assume that most of the time I can fill the need that I need at running back for the 104. So I will make that deal for taking the 104 for Bijan, and then you're giving me a 25 first there. So that 25 first should make up all that.
Bijan was the player that we could get multiple first for, three first round pick. So if we take, let's just cancel out the 409 and the 25 third, okay? The 104 and a mid 25 first for Bijan and the 210.
Yeah.
And the 12 team start 11.
Well, let's just play the delta game, right? Right? The delta between 104 and Bijan and the delta between the 25 first and the 210.
That's where the delta, there's none between Bijan and the 104. It's flip a coin. You can make an argument either way, quarterback, receiver, whatever you want to do. The 25 first and the 210, I think it leans to the 25 first side. Man, oof.
Yep.
I wonder if you wanted to take that 104, could you buy two running backs for that? Could you buy Kyren Williams and somebody else? Could you buy two for one? I don't know.
Get that Joe Mixon and that Kenny Walker, right? Like we saw earlier.
Yeah.
We don't got to talk about that.
Somebody a little better than that. Let's see. Okay. 12-team start 10 PPR, 6 point per passing touchdown, no tight end premium. Bryce Young, JSN in the 104, or Joe Burrow and Ken Walker? What are you doing here?
We've already been here before, right? So the Bryce Young and 104, like we've seen those two in that deal before, right? We saw that the Joe Burrow as well. So again, just going for sake of argument, Joe Burrow, Bryce Young in the 104. So Joe Burrow for Bryce Young in the 104. Okay, right? Okay. JSN and Kenny Walker. That's probably it's a coin flip. I'll still take the Joe Burrow side of it. Like you talked before, it's Bryce Young 104 and something, right? If you want to take that leap up to Joe Burrow. So.
I know there are people who are probably like, give me Bryce, JSN, and the 104. Yeah. Still Burrow and Kim. Man, yeah, it's Burrow and Kim Walker. It's Burrow is infinitely better than Bryce Young. The situation is better. If all I had to do was give up the 104 and Bryce, you know, to get Joe Burrow, probably doing that. I'm taking Joe Burrow and Kenneth Walker, but I guarantee you people would be like, man, give me Bryce, JSN, and the 104.
Guarantee we are in the season. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. What were you saying? We're in the season.
We're in the season where people are going to look at that 104 and think Joe Burrow. right? Like that 104, it's creeping up. But I don't think that'll ever reach that Joe Burrow. Like it's just not going to. And then they said Bryce Young doesn't bridge that gap enough. So I think it's a good time to try and trade that 104 if this is the kind of return you can get it.
Man, look at this. 10-team Superflex start 11. This manager has Saquon Barkley, Kenneth Walker, Najee Harris, Jalen Warren, Zach Charbonnet. He just added Josh Jacobs in the 101 for Bijan and Sam Laporta. 10-team Superflex start 11. No clue if it's tight end premium. I'm going to.
Yeah.
Let's assume it's 1.5. Let's make the assumption that it's 1.5. Sam Laporta and Bijan Robinson or Josh Jacobs in the 101.
So you have Saquon Jacobs, K9, Najee Warren, and Charbonnet, and you trade away the running back that you may actually want to hold on to in Dynasty, probably because he can get you the best return. Okay, cool.
That's what that he wasn't getting the 101 without Bijan. I guarantee you that.
You are right. But if I have this team, why do I want Josh Jacobs back? Right? I have a running back hoard. I need to keep that. Like I can't start to shift away from that because I actually want to win at some point. I don't know. I want the 101 over Bijan. Like, I want that for sure.
He could have just sent that. I wonder if he could have sent 101 for, here's my Bijan, give me back the 101.
Yeah. Because, again, like, you're sending away both Bijan and Laporta, right?
Yeah. I want, if it's 1.5, give me Laporta and Bijan over Jacobs in the 101.
Yeah. Like, in a vacuum, I can see myself wanting to make a deal. But, again, you take a look at the context. Jacobs adds negative value to this for me. I don't want to buy back into the Jacobs deal. I'm trying to sell the Jacobs. Unless I think this is going to create a market for that Jacobs, which I don't think it will.
Doubt it.
Right? So.
Yeah, and even then, you still think the 101, that could be Caleb Williams. I don't know what his quarterback situation is like, but I'm fine with acquiring that 101 for Bijan. I would have just tried to do that straight up and just left. Because I'm with you. I'm not trying to buy back into Jacobs. I like the situational change for him, but I don't want to buy back into him and pay for that. You know, I don't want to pay for that now. Oh, 12-team, super flex start 10. Jerry Jeudy in the 109 or the 106?
Yeah, so Judy's now a Cleveland Brown with the aforementioned Deshaun Watson. I think he will, like we talked about in VC, can continue to be exactly what he has been, a wide receiver 3 role player, more or less, right? The 109, you're looking at probably a good wide receiver. Maybe a JJ drops. Maybe something happens where someone doesn't get draft capital and they drop. Who knows at this point? What I do know is the 106 is in that elite tier where you're going to get that Odunze, maybe that Bowers, maybe a quarterback. Yeah, give me 106.
Yep, 106. All right. And we are at the top now because people are saying that we crushed the trade show today. So we are back to the top of the week. So we'll wrap it up here with another Marvin Mims, Jalen Waddle trade. 12-team start 10 super flex, 0.5 tight end premium, 107 and the 207 or Jalen Waddle and Marvin Mims.
Yeah, Jalen Waddle and 107, that's close enough to call a scratch, and I'll take the 207 for Marvin Mims. So I'll take the picks, please.
Same. So there we go. I think we pretty much hit just about everything that has hit the hit this trade channel inside the Discord. So I appreciate you jumping back on with me. Again, appreciate everybody for rocking with us for a second straight week. Make sure you get at Ty on X. Come on over to Discord, patreon.com/allgas. Get in the community, engage with Ty, a bunch of other like-minded Dynasty folks. And until next time, be easy. We'll see y'all next week. Dynasty Trade Show Saturday is going up. We out.
Peace.